to the love of Lysilati, Leoni, Lehazia, Oni Al Shalei. The love of Lysilati, Leoni, Lehazia, Oni Al Shalei, Lehazia, Oni Al Shalei. So does not only imply that he is not allowed, to be zeicher for himself. He is not allowed in Shalei, in his own sode, so he's not allowed to make a maaseh schir. Whether the maaseh schir will be for himself or the schir will be for somebody else. He's not allowed to make a maaseh schir. Like a schir. But the question is, true, he's not allowed to make a maaseh schir in his own sode, in his own sode, in the pay of his own sode. But since he's able to be mafke the sode and to be zeicher for himself, some mele that should dispose of this isser. So then he says, no, if there is a misa that stands in his way, then we don't apply the concept of me. And that's mistaber. I mean, this is self-evident that we cannot apply the concept of miga to dispose of an isser. We can apply the concept of miga to dispose of a certain inability, but not of an isser. But the chiddush of Reb Chaim's teretz is Reb Chaim said it, consists in the fact that the Yisar of Lishilaki Tloni Ladon Lashalei does not only imply that the Balasode is not allowed to make the Shriya for himself in the pay of his own Sode, but he's not allowed to make a Shriya, whether it's for himself or for somebody else. Alright, now, then there is no Kashi, and I'm going to thank the Rosh, and also the Meiri Arav of Rabbi Bitzalel, probably the Radvaz. So they say another term as to discuss. Because I mentioned before that there are two girses in the Gemara. There is a girse in the Gemara. Omele Rav Nachman Liule Vilei Memar Mioni Lioni Name Machleket. Now if we are girses like that, so then it means Mioni Lioni Name Machleket. So, but Miosha Leoni also. In other words, so Reb Lezer says, Zocho Leoni, even Miosha Leoni, and Rabbonin say, Loi Zocho, even Mioni Leoni. But then there is a Gilsen, that's our Gilsen. I mean, of most Leoni. Lei Memar Mioni Leoni Machleki. So the Rod, the Ritvo, now here the whole Ritvo is not mentioned in the Shilu Kubetos. That's how some words mean. But the Ritvo apparently had a girse in Rashi, from which it appeared that Rashi, even though he doesn't have the girse of Mioni Leoni Name, but he had the girse Mioni Leoni, so he explained it the same way as if it had been written Mioni Leoni Name. However, according to our girse in Rashi, so if there is no indication that Rashi explained Mioni Leoni in the same sense as if it had been written Mioni Leoni Name. On the contrary, so it's more mashma that Rashi explained, like most Rishonim, that in other words we have the girse of Mioni Leoni, not Mioni Leoni Name, and Mimele it means Vilei Memar Mioni Leoni, only Mioni Leoni. So in other words, so Reb Lezer, who says that Zochalei Seoni, so only Mioni Leoni, he says is Zochalei Seoni. Masheike Miosha Leoni, even Reb Lezer would be made that according to Rav Nachman, that he is not Zochalei Seoni. Why? Because Trei Migalei Amrino. If we agiris Mioni Leoni Name, or if we explain it in the same sense as if it had been written Mioni Leoni Name, so then Reb Lezer, even according to Rav Nachman, Reb Lezer holds that Trei Migalei Amrino. But if we agiris Mioni Leoni, and we explain it the way it's usually explained, that according to Rav Nachman, so the Machlek in Rav Lezer and Rabbonon is only in regard to the case of Mioni Leoni. But Moshe Leoni, even Rav Lezer will be made that he is not Zeiche. Why? Because Trei Migalei Amrino. So in Mele there is no Kashi against Rashi. Because Rashi, when Rashi says, Misha Likid is Afeye, Odom Baal Meshemi Balasode, Di Balasode Leom Rav Lezer, Zoho, Dilek Lemim Amigil Zoho Nafshi, Da Filu Oni, Muza Usho Lilaki Peye Misode Shalei, Kidoma Bishchit Aschum, Lishilakit Leoni, Lehazir Oni Al Shalei. So this Rashi, when the Rashi mentions it before the Machlekes, just in respect to the Mishnah. Before the Machlekes Ule and Rav Nachman. So Mele, Rashi says it Alibe Rav Nachman. Not Alibe the Ule, but Alibe Rav Nachman Sekimte. So when does Rav Lezer say that Zohar only when he is an oni. So in other words, but Trein Geloi Amrim. So Mimele and Rav Lezer holds Migid is boy zochle napshe zoche lechavre. So Mimele, if he's a balasode, let's say he is an oni. Rashi says that feel only to the balasode is an oni. So in other words, but we have to resort to that one migid, to that one migid, to three migid we don't say. So we cannot say migid is boy mafia today, because three migid comes from Nachman, Rav Lezer is mainly we don't say. So we only say one migid. Migid is boy zochle napshe, but we cannot say migid is boy mafia today. Just migid boy zochle napshe. How can we say migid boy zochle napshe? Obey the law. Oh, the yesh mishikotzah, the meir harav said. The yesh mishikotzah, the mishum noni loni for the brashi came. The amrin the lekel achad migid. The imui, the oni balasod et chay migid. Migid boy makhlo ay sod et yifri what the zochle napshe. Migid zochle napshe zochle achav. Vinochim. And then the Rosh also says the same thing. Elo bishvil de meoni leoni hutzrachlas hutzrachrash el foriz in the soda achamaya. Atka. So we don't have to resort to the pterosis that you did at Rachan. Alright. Now, the Rashi further. Miosho leoni, shosho, shalikto lezeh onimi zoch lenafshi, di boya ave zoch lenafshi. So Rashi emphasizes that here the expression means something else than the same expression, and that chesam adal. There it means migedi the mame zochel nafshe, and here it means migedi boya ave zochel nafshe. Imid bila chad migedi meoni loni, lo yimad afilu meoni loni. Am rinon do zochel, do mitzio. Akel anim etzokim hakol sheirim nisus bo kanim mitay utnana manbi mitzil chaver lekol chaver. ואמרינם מיגדי אבי בויה, אבי זוכל נפשי זוכל נאמר חברי, כמעט בירקו לשם חברי, ניתן לו ירחי. ויומר, אני זוכיס בגוזל תדאי לך, אני רצו לסבוע אשו קומה, ומיני הוא שמתחיל לגביר לשם חברי. ויקוטונה זוכל בו אלמו לכל החברי, איימנו שלמון אמרו למה חלקס, דם רבו לאמרינם מיגדי זוכל נפשי זוכל בחברי, אלי חדי גביר לה שניים, כשניים שהגביר מציאו דומה בו ליל, כבי זמן שהם מיידי. חלקו ישבו אל איתיים משום מיגדי זוכל בו בויה זו נפשי, זוכל בחברי, אבל מיגדי בויה אבי זוכל נפשי, זוכל לחברי, לא יאמרינון, ואמרינון, מה שדיסמן הרבון הרי, והשמינון, ראשי ידיך, אני זוכר ביהו, אמרינון, מיגה, וסי, והשמין דיך, אני זוכר ביהו, מיגה, דיבוי זוכר, לא יאמרינון. הוא מה שדיסבון, but if you say, ביושב עוני מחלקה, so, אבל ביוני לאוני, דברי אקל זוכר לי, so, מה נלוי רבון, לא ירבלת, מה שדיסבון, מה נדום, מה תחיל, אני זוכר, all right, that's what we learned about. Now, we'll get more at first. רב נחמן, רב חיזה, דאמרת הוויה, דאמרת הוויה, המגביר לציל חבירי לא יקונה חבירי. מי תיימה הווה טיפס ובלחיב במוקים שחב לאחרים. והטיפס ובלחיב במוקים שחב לאחרים לא יקונה. לא יקונה. נא זה רשי. לא יקונה זה רשי. נא זה very important רשי. הווה טיפס ובלחיב במוקים שחב לאחרים. כי אותו מהבוא מאילו וטיפס מום חבירי בשביל חיב שיש לו לאחר עולו. ובוא לקדם עד שלו יתפיסנו בלחיב אחר. ונמצא טיפס זה חב בתפיסו סייזייס את הנשימו האחרים. What does nation mean? The malve acheret. Va'aneshe bo lekacha. Neshe means malve. Va'aneshe bo lekacha the shnei ayelodim, milochim. In other words, it's daftor or bayeho. So this word nation certainly means the malve acheret. I mention it because of the tariff that is given by the Kvita Cheshim. Now, so then, today v'achir was achir leikon. חב אחרי, מפשיז אחרי, כמו יחוב אל אודם, לא יקונה, כי זה לא אומר בקסובת, זה לא אף כל כמיני, לי יש כיפץ מאילו, וחב לאילו, מאחר של יוסי איסי הנשא, שליח לי. So that's the famous Rashi. So, I suppose, I mean, I don't know how many Torahs there are Rashi, but I saw at least 15 different Torahs. I mean, on this Rashi, and the 15 Torahs, each one of the 15 Torahs, I myself saw. one time or another are not bad. I mean, each one is not bad. I suppose there are more terutzim on this Rashi. So Rashi says that when do we say Atiris Balchiv? When do we say Atiris Balchiv in Mokin Shechav Achirim is Loikone? That is, if he wasn't appointed a Shliach. But if he was appointed a Shliach, so then this Kone. That's Rashi. So Tita says it, Rashi. Tiris Balchiv Mokin Shechav Achirim Loikone. מה שפיר שרשם משלולות השליח, אין נראה, זה בפרק הקיסית משמע גבי עובדה דיימה בחושה, דיטיבס ובלחיב מוקן שחל ואחיר אם לא יקונה, אפילו עושה שליח. Now what is that גמורה? Now, there is a Mishnah in Ksuvah Daftidalet, Mishe Meis V'ini Achisho Balchei V'yoshin. So if somebody died and he had two creditors, the Ishe, the Ksuvet Ishe, and the Balchei, and he had Yosh, Now, so of course, if he lives in Kakoi, so then there is a Shibin Nechos, so they can be given from the Kakoi. But we are dealing with someone who didn't live in Kakoi, but he left a Pikodin. He left a Pikodin. A Pikodin or anything, I mean, or let's say he left, or he left, let's say, mitaltalin that is not in the rishus of the Yoshim, it's munach in Isimto, not in the rishus of the Yoshim, and rishus Rabbi in Isimto, not in the rishus of the Yoshim. So then, Rav Tarfon holds that even though mitaltalin yatme lo mishtabde, even though mitaltal yatme lo mishtabde, but if there is a pikodin, and then the isha or the balchiv grabs it, so it's effective. And if, let's say, the mitaltal is already in the rishus of the yoshim, then they cannot be taken because mitaltal yatme lo mishtab. But if it's not in the rishus of the yoshim, so then a balchiv can be given. And then suppose there is not enough in the mitaltalin to pay the isha and the balchayt. So to whom should it be given? So Rav Tarfon says in order to lekeishel shebehem. What is lekeishel shebehem? So one says lekeishel shebehem means the one who has the shtar miucher. So it will be more difficult for him to collect. And Rabbi Yochanan says it means like Ksuvah Sisha Mishimchei. So the Gemara says, Haru Gabre. So Yima Bachoshe, Haru Mosik Beizuze Baruka. So Yima Bachoshe, he was the creditor of a certain person. Shochet. So that person, the debtor, died. Shochet Vishomet Arbe. So he left the boat. That's Mitalkoi. But it wasn't in the rishus of the Yoshim. It was standing in a simta. It's a standing in the center. So, Omali Vishluchei, Zil Tafsenilei. So, he didn't himself. So, according to Rav Tarfe, if him a Bachoshe himself had prepped it, so he would be, it would be effective. True, Mitalto Yasmele Mishtabde, but according to Rav Tarfe, there is this Chustri saying if it's Mitalto, he's not under the shoes of the Yom. Just. But he didn't grab it himself. Him a Bachoshe, the creditor, told it to his Shliach, he should grab it. Zil Tafsenilei. Ozo Tafse, so the Shliach grabbed it. Pogobei Rav Popev Ravune Breda Rav Yeshua Omulei Atifiz Malchiv Vimokim Shechav Lacherim Viyomar Rabbi Yechanan Atifiz Malchiv Vimokim Shechav Lacherim Loikon Loikon. So that's the Kashi against Rashi. Now here Yimei Bachoshe told the Shliach, he appointed the Shliach to grab it, and then still Rav Popev Ravune Breda Rav Yeshua said that even according to Rav Tarfe, who say that Mitaltele can be Nitra, so they can be Nitra by the Balchim himself, by the Malv himself. But Yemel Achoshe didn't grab it, he told the Shliach, so the Shliach couldn't do it. But according to why? Because David Balchim is Mokim Chashav Lacheri, he's Loikone. But according to Rashi, if the Malv made him into a Shliach, so then we don't apply the principle of David Balchim Mokim Chashav Lacheri. So the Ktseis Amim Sam Menitosim, the Menitosim. Now, this is one Kashi. The Ktseis is Kashi. Ktseis of Achim Moshe Chav Achim Likone, Mashi Pirsh Rashi Fosh Shliach, Inire, the Ferek Akei Seiv, Mashma, that would mean Bachoshet Hiru Achim Moshe Chav Achim Likone at Losh Shliach, because they are Yirma Bachoshet appointed Shliach to grab it. And still, Rav Popper Ravun Ibrahim Yeshua said that it was ineffective because Hiru Achim Moshe Chav Achim. Then the Rosh asked another Kashi. Now in order to understand the other kasha, let's go over the finish of the Gemara, after the mission. All right, now. Eisve, Robel Rav Nachman, Mitzias Pe'alat. So what did Rav Nachman say? That Amadbi Mitzil HaVeri is Loikon HaVeri. Why? Because the state is Malchev, Mokesh Chavu HaVeri is Loikon. Eisve, Robel Rav Nachman. How do you say that when one is Magbiya Mitzil HaVeri, so is Loikon, but we learned Mitzias Pe'alat, may במה דבור ממורים, בזמן שאומר לבל הבייס, נקי שימאיים, אדיר ימאיים, אבל אם אומר ליעצאים אם לא חיים, מציאוסי של בל הבייס הוא. מציאוסי של בל הבייס הוא. אומר לי, שענה פייה, דיודי כי יד בל הבייס הוא. דיודי כי יד בל הבייס הוא. So in other words, so the kashe of Rove war against Rav Nachman was, how can you say that Magbin זה חבר לכל החברי, but we learned that he's the Rabbi said, Asei Melochaye. So then it's Yoshi Rabbi. So how does it become the Rabbi? Because the payout picked it up for the Rabbi. But Magdim Tzilcha, you say Magdim Tzilcha Veir is Loikon HaVeir. Omele Ishan the payout. The other came Rabbi. So in other words, even though if somebody else, he picks up a Mitzir. So he cannot, because he has no authority to pick up a Mitzir. Because by picking up a Mitzir for one, thereby deprives somebody else of picking it up. So machine can pay all, they pay all has their power. Why? Because yat pay all ki yad balabais. Yat pay all ki yad balabais. So what does it mean, yat pay all ki yad balabais? In other words, that the pay all has shibudim to balabais. Because if the pay all doesn't have any shibudim to balabais, in other words, if the pay all is not obligated. Now, in this case, he's a payout, and he was engaged to do a certain kind of work. What kind of a work? To pick up Mitzir. So in other words, he has an obligation towards the Balabai to pick up Mitzir. So in Mele, we cannot say to him, he has an obligation to the Balabai to do it. When can we say, Lav Kimini Doch, Lav Bia Mitzir, when it's a detriment to somebody else? When he's under no obligation, but the payout has an obligation, he's obligated to Balabai to do this kind of work, to pick up Mitzir. So Mimele here, the Gabi payout, we cannot apply the principle of Tehiz Malachim, Makish Chavachim. So the Gemara is the Kashi, Viomarav, payout Yochi Lavzabei, Afilu Bachatzi Ayoi. Now, who answered? Shani payout the Yodikar Rabbaisu. Rav Nachman. So then Rav asked him, In other words, what was the shakel vitalia between Rav Nachman and Tobi? Rav Nachman said that Peyal is Yodik Balabais. What does it mean, Yodik Balabais? It means that the Peyal has Shibudim to Balabais. A Peyal has an obligation to do the work to the Balabais. How can you say that the Peyal is obligated to do the work to the Balabais? To the Balabais, Vomarav, Peyal Yochlarza Beyafilu Bachatiaye, that means that the Peyal has no obligation to Balabais. Only the Peyal only has its chus. So what does Rav's memory imply? That a Peyal has its chus to demand pay for the work done already. But he has no obligation to do any work for the Balabais. Because he's Yochlarza Beyafilu Bachatiaye. So that means that the Balabais cannot force him to comply with his commitment, because he can be chayzer. That means that there is no shibudim from the Peyal to Balabais. The whole halacha of Peyal is that if somebody did work for the Balabais, so the Balabais has to pay it. But he's under no obligation to do the work, even though he made a commitment, he made a promise to work for the Balabais. So we see that there is no shibudim. There is no shibudim from the Peyal to the Balabais. So if there is no shibudim, so Peyal is like a stranger. What difference does it make? So he answered him, this is what Rava said. So Rav Nachman answered him, Omalei, so Rav Nachman said to Rava, Kol kamadu lehoda beit yad balabaisu, ki hoda beit haim achinehu, tichsif gilid ne Yisroel avodim, avodaihim velo avodim avodim. So that means, so in other words, so that was involved between, that was the shakel vitalia between Rove and Rav Nachman. Rove said, held that the reason is why he pay out is Yochlau Rabbi Afilu Bachati Ayin, is because there is no shibudim. True, I mean there is a pasuk. Rove also knew that the halacha of Peyal Yochlarza Be'atul B'chatzayayim is based upon the posik of Kilitnei Yisrael Avodim, Avodahim Avodim Avodim. But Rove held that the pshat in the posik is, what's the pshat in the posik, Kilitnei Yisrael Avodahim Avodim Avodim? So the pshat in the posik is that the Peyal has no shibudim to the Balabais. He has no obligations to the Balabais. He doesn't owe him anything. True, he made a promise to the Balabais, I'll work for you 10 hours a day, but he's not obligated to work for him 10 hours a day. If he did work for him 10 hours a day, then he's entitled to demand the pay. But he's not obligated. There is no legal obligation from the payout to the Balabais to work for him, in spite of the commitment. That's the pshat in the Gzeres HaKosuv. So Rav Nachman says, so Memele, if that is the pshat in the Gzeres HaKosuv, that of Kilidna Yisrael Avodim, that he has no obligation, so we cannot say Yodiki Ad Malabais, so he Peyal is like a stranger, he has no obligation, he's not obligated. So Rav Nachman said, no, the Gzeres HaKosuv, now suppose there hadn't been a Gzeres HaKosuv. Of Kilidna Yisrael Avodim, Avodahim, Avodah Avodim, what would be the aloche that he cannot be chaser? What does it mean he cannot be chaser? So take this, all the Rishinim HaMefarish, without the Gzeres HaKosuv, of Kilidna Yisrael Avodim, so what, the Peyal would be an Eved? So the Balabais could force the Peyal to do work? So even without the Gzeres HaKosuv of Kilidna Yisrael Avodahim Avodim Avodim, a Peyal wouldn't be an Eved. He has no Kinyonim. The Balabais certainly wouldn't have Kinyonim in the Peyal, even without the Gzeres HaKosuv. So Tesis and Dom Rishenim point out, in other words, without the Gzeres HaKosuv of Kilidna Yisrael Avodahim, so the Peyal could also be chayzer, even without the posik. But without the posik of Kilidna Yisrael Avodahim, so if the Peyal would be chayzer, he would have the legal right to be chayzer, but then it would be Yodei Al Tachteino. And because of the Gzeres HaKosuv of Kilidna Yisrael Avodahim Avodahim, so he can be chayzer, and it's Yodei Al Tachteino. What's the difference between Yodei Al Tachteino and Yodei Al Arieno? Now there is a machlekes between Reb Deitze and the Chachomi in Asichat Aunim in Midatu Kavlen. Now there is a distinction between Kavlen and Peyal. You see, pay only the worker. Now, one who agreed to work a certain number of days, a certain number of hours, so on and so on. A Kaplan is a contractor who agreed to undertook to do a job. Not time, the time element is not important in a Kaplan's agreement. In a payout agreement, so the time element is important. He agreed to work so much per day and so on and so forth. But in a Kaplanes, so the time element is no factor. In other words, he undertook to do a job, let's say to make a pair of shoes. I mean to clean, let's say, a suit or so on. So that's a kablon. So in regard to kablones, to a kablon, there is a machlekes. There is a machlekes between Reb Deis and Rabon, Nasechet Alumni, whether a kablon can be chaser. What does it mean a kablon can be chaser? He certainly couldn't force anybody, I mean, to finish the job. Even a kablon, he's not an eved. I mean, but the shaila is, chaser is certainly, everyone has a legal right to be chaser. No one is an eved, the tail is not an eved, the kablon is not an eved. But the question is whether, in case where he is chaser the kablon, is yode al-yeno? The Rabbonim say that it's yode al-yeno, and Rav Deisa says it's yode al-tachteno. In other words, let's say, suppose someone undertook, let's say, to clean the garments of a certain person, he's a kablon, and he undertook to clean the suit, let's say, for two sloy. For two sloy. And then to clean, let's say, two suits for two sloy. And then he cleaned one suit, and he's chaver, he doesn't want to clean the other suit. Now, suppose that labor was nisyake, became the price of labor arose between the time when the kablan promised to clean the two suits for two sloyim and the time when he's chaser, so it was nisyake, so the meloche was nisyakere. So in other words, so at the time when he promised, when he undertook to clean two suits, to clean two suits for two sloim, now isela is four dinarim, two sloim, that means eight dinarim. So at that time, the price was one sela for a suit. Now when he cleaned one suit, and he's chaser. Now the labor was nisyakir, and now it is 6 dinarim. It costs 6 dinarim to clean one suit. Now he cleaned, the kavlan cleaned one suit. The other suit he didn't clean. So according to the Rabbanon who say that Yod is al Yeno, so the kavlan is chaser, and the balabais must pay the kavlan one seller. But then the balabais will say you'll have lost, because he could have done that both suits. He could have both suits cleaned for two sloim. And now he'll have to pay, so one suit is cleaned, and he pays him one seller, and then he'll have to give it to another laundryman, so he'll have to pay 6 dinarim. So it will cost him not 8 dinarim, but 10 dinarim, he'll have a loss. So still the Rabbonim say, that it's Yodei Aleyeno, he can be Chaser, and he's entitled to demand for the work done, for Rata. In other words, since if he agreed for two sloim, 8 dinarim, for two suits, and one suit he cleaned, so he's entitled to get one seller, 4 dinarim. Even though the balabais, as a result, will have to pay now 6 dinarim for the other suit. So it's Yodei Aleyeno. Rav Deisa says no. Rav Deisa says no. And we pass quite Rav Deisa. I mean, the Yodei Aleyeno by tablet. In other words, so what is the other thing? So in other words, he can be chaser. So Rav Deisa also agrees that he can be chaser. But it's Yodei Aleyeno. Since now, according to the original agreement, the balabais would have to pay for cleaning both suits, 8 dinarim. Now that the kablan cleaned one suit and the other suit he didn't clean, so the balabais will have to engage another laundryman to clean the other suit. So Mimele, he will have to pay, so it will cost him 10 10, so maybe he can deduct, and he doesn't have to pay him 4 dinarim for that one suit, but he pays him only 2 dinarim. So then he will be, well, for the other suit he'll pay, the other cleaner, he'll pay 6 dinarim, so altogether he'll pay only 8 dinarim. So that's the only difference between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yisai, whether we say Yodala, or we say Yodala Tachtino. So the pshat in the Gemara, that because of the Gzasakosov of the Livne Yisrael Avodim, Avodah Hevel, Avodah Avodim, is because of this Gzasakosov, if he pay all his chayzeh, so it's Yodala Yeinu. Had it not been this Gzasakosov, so then we would say that Yodah is Al Tachtino, but he would be able to be b'chayzeh, we can force him, I mean without the Gzasakosov, we couldn't force him, it's not an error. But the effect of the Gzasakosov is, that it's your day, he can be chayzeya, he has the legal right to be chayzeya, and it's your day al-alienu, it's your alienu. So Rove held that the pshat l'exerzakosuf is that the payout does not have any obligation. There is no legal obligation to do the work, even though he undertook that the pshat l'exerzakosuf. So Rav Nachman says no. So he says no. He says, Omalei kol kamad lehodabei, that means even after the Zerus HaKosov, the HaKosov doesn't apply, that the payout, all that the payout means is, a payout does not involve any obligation from the payout to Balabais. Of course, if a payout undertakes to do a certain type of work, to work, let's say, 10 hours or so, or let's say 1 week or 1 month or 1 year, so he has a legal obligation to do it. He is legally obligated to do the work. Of course, the Balabais cannot force him, he's not an eved, but the payout has a legal obligation to do it. But, and what is the effect of the Zakosov of payout Chilok HaTayei? That he can terminate the obligation. In other words, Tvur Chazore, if the payout decides to be Chayzeya, so Tvur Chazore, he can terminate the obligation. But if he doesn't decide, but as long as he doesn't decide to terminate obligations through Chazore, so then he is under a legal obligation. But he has the right to be Chazeya, to terminate obligation. But until he terminates the obligation by deciding to be Chazeya, so he is legally obligated, so he has Shibudim to the Balabai. So he has Shibudim to Balabai, and because of this, matter of fact, even though the halacha is that a payal can be chayzeya, and it's even yodei al elyeno, but that's only if it's not a dover ovud. But if it's a dover ovud, so he cannot be chayzeya. What does it mean he cannot be chayzeya? Even if it's a dover ovud, he cannot physically force him, that he cannot do. But not, so then, Secher Aleinu, not on the Mishnah says, in other words, so he can deduct from, so if it's necessary to get other workers and deduct from their salary, so he can deduct from the salary and he can even fool them, deceive them, I mean, promise them a higher price and then not keep it, if it's a dover ovud. Why is that so? Because a payout, even a payout has obligation. But there is a halacha, he can be chayzeya. So, when is the halacha that he can be chayzeya, he can terminate his obligations, if it's not a dover ovud, but if it is a dover ovud, so he cannot be chayzeya. So, mainly the Balabais has the right to be secher aleinu maton and so on. But the pshat in the Gezeirat HaKosov is not that a payal has no shibudim. A payal has shibudim, but he can terminate it. So, mainly until he terminates it, so he has shibudim. Since he has shibudim, so mainly we cannot say take it about chayzeya, because chavah achayim and look on it. When do we say magbim tzachavil kona chaveirei, because of if it's a stranger, not the payal, so he has no obligation to this person for whom he picks up the mitzvah. So mele, so everybody else can say to him, who are you to pick up the mitzvah for one just because you like that person, when this act deprives us of the opportunity to pick up. Masha'inkin, if he's a payal, he's obligated. So no one can say to him, who are you? He's obligated to the Balabai. All right. Omer Rabchir Barab Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Hamagbi Amitzir Lachaveirei, Kona Chaveirei. V'im Teima Mishnaseinu. So the question is, Now, how can we say a magbir mitzir chavere is kone chavere? But the Mishnah says, Oyorechev al gabbehimo, viroe zamtzio, viyomo lechavere, viyomo lechavere itnoli, not lo vomar, ani zochisi bo, izochebo. So in other words, so he also is assumed, so Rabbi Yechelin also assumed that the pshat in zochisi bo is ani reitze liski bisbo achshov. Ani reitze liski bisbo achshov. Not ani zochisi bo tchilo, but ani reitze liski bisbo achshov. So he's ochebo, but magbir mitzir chavere is kone chavere. So that means the original moment when Shimon picked up the mitzir, so he picked it up for whom? He picked it up on behalf of Reuven. On behalf of Reuven, now he wants to be zeichet, so he can be zeichet. But how can that be reconciled with the principle of magbir mitzir chavere kone chavere? So what did the So what did Ule say? Ule said, because Zochisibo Tchilo. But Rabbi Yechanan doesn't explain the pshat in Zochisibo and Zochisibo in the sense of Zochisibo Tchilo. He agrees with Rav Nachman that the pshat in the Mishnah of Zochisibo doesn't mean Tchilo, but Zochisibo Achsho. And still the Mishnah says that Shimon acquires title to it, but Rabbi Yechanan says, Amakbim Mitzil Chaveirei, is kone chavere. So if at the original moment he picked it up on behalf of Reuven, and so how can Shimon now be zeichenet? So Reuven should have acquired title already before in it. V'intenu mishnesenu yom atnoli v'yom asrol v'yom asrol. So in other words, the pshat le'mishne tu zochisibo means ani zeiche v'achshov, but when the person Reuven, when he said to him, he didn't say schol. He didn't say scheli. He said noli. In other words, he didn't tell, he didn't instruct. He didn't instruct a Shimon that when he picks it up, he should pick it up with the kavone to be zeichet for Reuven at that moment. Just pick it up, do a physical act. Do a physical act. Do a physical act. And of picking it up. And then handing it over to me. And then when will I? So the kavone of Reuven was that Reuven should be zeichenet only when Shimon, after he'll pick it up, will hand it over to Reuven. Then Reuven will be zeichenet. That was the kavone of Reuven when he said tnoli. He didn't mean scheli. So Memele seems the kavone of Reuven was that Reuven should, that Shimon should be his shliach to do a mechanical act, a physical act only. Not to do any something legal, just to do a physical act, to pick it up and then hand over to Reuven. Then, when he wants it to send it over, then Reuven will have kavone to be zeichenet. So, memele, if after Shimon did the mechanical act of picking it up on behalf of Reuven, but not zeichet for Reuven. So, if Shimon decides, I want to be zeichet, so then he's zeichet, because Reuven was not as yet zeichet. But in Ahmami, if Reuven will say to Shimon, so that means that he was appointed a shliach, that he was appointed a shliach to be zeiche. Then Shimon would be zeiche for Reuven, because Rabbi Yechon holds a magbi mitzil chaveri kol chaveri. So the kashi of the Rosh against Rashi is so now in this case. Now the Gemara says, "Vinti no mishne seinu yom atnoli v'yom aschel." So if he says tneili v'yom aschel, if Shimon says ani zochisi bo, so Shimon is zeichet. But suppose Reuven would say to Shimon, "Scheli b'mitziyazu," and then Reuven would pick it up, and it, because of the shliches, Shimon would pick it up in the shliches of Reuven, and he would have kavone to be zeiche for Reuven, and after that boy he would say, oh, now I want to be zeiche. So it's lo yom aklum. Why? Because Rabbi Yechanan holds that magbir mitzir chavere kol chavere. But according to Rav Nachman, that magbir mitzir chavere is lo kol chavere. So then, because David Machimok Shachavachirim is loikone, so even if Reuven would say to Shimon, Scheli, highly, not just nearly. And Shimon would pick it up, and Shimon would say, I want to be zeichenet now. So she, according to Rav Nachman, he would be zeichenet. According to Rav Nachman, only Rav Yechanan would say in the case where Reuven says to Shimon, "Israeli," that means where Reuven appoints Shimon as a shliach, that he's kone, that Reuven is kone, because Rav Yechanan holds the magbiyah mitzilah haverei is kone haverei. So that's why in the case where Reuven says to Shimon, "Israeli," so Reuven would be kone. But according to Rav Nachman, who says that magbiyah mitzilah haverei loy kone haverei, so even the case where he says Schaili, where Reuven says to Shimon Schaili, he appoints Shimon as a shliach to be zeicher for Reuven. So Reuven still would not be zeicher, because David Vachim Vachim Shechav Vachim Vachim. But that's contrary to Shidas Rashi, because according to Rashi, so even the man, even Rav Nachman, who says Magbim Tzil Chavere Loi Kone Chavere, because David Vachim Vachim Chavere Loi Kone, so it's only if Shimon on his own was not instructed by Reuven to be zeicher for Reuven. But if he was made a shliach of Reuven, then everybody admits that Magbim Tzil Chaver is going to have, because David Malchim Mokhi Chav Lacherim is going to, you see. So there are two kashes against Rashi. In other words, Rashi Shita is that when do we say David Malchim Mokhi Chav Lacherim is going to, that is only if he wasn't made a shliach. But if he wasn't made a shliach, then David Malchim Mokhi Chav Lacherim is going to. So that means that Magbim Tzil Chaver, if he was made a shliach by the Haverei, so it's Kone Haverei. But here the Gemara says that only Rabbi Yechanan, who is Chelik on Rav Nachman. So in the case where Reuven says to Shimon, Chelik, so then Reuven and Shimon picked it up for Reuven, so Reuven is Eicha immediately, because he is Chelik on Rav Nachman. But according to Rav Nachman, who says Magbim Tzil Chaver, loy Kone Haverei, so even the case of Chelik, where Reuven says to Shimon, Chelik, who has made the shliach to make the kinyan, so Shimon cannot be zeicher for Reuven. Rashi says, in the case where Reuven may appoint Shimon as a shliach to be zeicher in the for him, Reuven, so then everybody agrees that Reuven is king. So it's Gemara Mefureshes against Rashi. Now let's see. So there are two kashes. Now let's see. Let's first finish up the Rashi. All right. Nachishimaye. Kein shloi kevet shim bo lazet mit schorim kam veilach lazet mit yavbe vim te mishne steine dik tan mi zokh tsipo schaybo u mash vel ani zeh ge bachsho zo khab ba va pi shim gbia vi tsir khavere hayne vim te mishne steine dik tan ani zokh tsipo zo khab u mash vel ani zeh ge bachsho i zo khab ba va pi shim gbia tsir khavere hayne tayme mishne dik tan vi yom khavere tnoli vi yom schay atoli bag bosho נמצא שלו יוסו שליח להקניס באג בוסו עד שעס נסיני והיקד נסיני הודו באיזה משלחו זה but if you say שחילי so then רבי יחנן says that it כל החברי why? Because רבי יחנן is חילי כאן רב נח but according to רב נחמן even in that case he wouldn't be able to be there so that's a kashe against that's the Rosh Kashe against Rash now there are many terutsi. There are many terutim. The Ktzeis gives a teretz. You see, all the other terutim involve a point that is controversial. In other words, you could agree with this, you could not agree with this. But the Ktzeis teretz doesn't involve any controversial point. I mean, no one could be chelik on the Ktzeis on that point. you'll say Schreili, so then Rabbi Yechanan says that it's called a Chaveri. Why? Because Rabbi Yechanan is Schreili Kan Rav Nach. But according to Rav Nachman, even in that case, he wouldn't be able to be there. So that's a kashe against, that's the Rosh Kashe against Rashi. Now, there are many Torahs. There are many Torahs. The Ksais gives the parents. You see, all the other Torahs involve a point that is controversial. In other words, you could agree with this, you could not agree with this. But the Ksais Teretz doesn't involve any controversial point. I mean, no one could be chilek on the Ksais on this point. But the Pshat, whether Rashi meant what the Ksais says, that's the question. Rashi, the Ksais mentioned if you say Schreili, so then Rabbi Yechanan says that it's called a Chaveri. Why? Because Rabbi Yechanan is Schreili Kan Rav Nach. But according to Rav Nachman, even in that case, he wouldn't be able to be there. So that's a kashe against, that's the Rosh Kashe against Rashi. Now, there are many Torahs. There are many Torahs. The Ksais gives the Teretz. You see, all the other Torahs involve a point that is controversial. In other words, you could agree with this, you could not agree with this. But the Ksais Teretz doesn't involve any controversial point. I mean, no one could be chilek on the Ksais on this point. But the Pshat, whether Rashi meant what the Ksais says, that's the question. Rashi, the Ksais mentions psukim. So in some psukim, most psukim, so Neshe in Tanakh, has the connotation, has reference to the Malveh, but there are certain psukim in Tanakh where Neshe has reference to the Leiv. So Neshe in Rosh Hashanah Kedesh is the Shema Meshutef to the Malveh and the Leiv. So Mele he says, when Rashi says, we call it Kedoma B'Ksuvet, the last call to Menele is Kedesh Melo, V'chav Leilu, Me'acha Shalei Osei Eisei HaNeshe. So here Neshe does not mean the Malveh. Not the Malveh, but it means Ma'acha Shalei Osei HaNeshe the Leiv. Me'acha Shalei Osei HaNeshe Shliach Mitzvah. In other words, if, let's say, suppose the Levi tells, now let's say, Reuven owes money. Reuven owes money to Shimon and to Levi. He borrowed $100 from Shimon. He borrowed $100 from Levi. Borrowed $100 from Levi. And then suppose Reuven the Levi, who is the Levi of Shimon and Levi, tells Yehuda, now you grab this chattel, you grab this nechosin for Shimon. So then it's a Hogeshenim agree that in that case, if Yehuda grabs it, Bishliches of the Levi, so then it's effective for Shimon. And Levi cannot say, Lafko Kiminoch, Litve is bad Shimon, when it's a detriment to me, Levi. Because after all, the Levi himself, Reuven himself, told Yehuda to grab the Nechosim for on behalf of Shimon. So that is mentioned. I mean, that if the Levi himself tells a certain person to grab for one Balchei, for one Malveh, so then it's effective. I mean, all the Rishonim say, the Achilikam and Rashi's apparent Shite, and they say that if a Malveh appoints someone in the Shliach, when it's detrimental, when it's to the detriment of another Malveh, then it's in effect, contrary to what apparently seems to be a Rashi Shita. But if the Levi tells the Shliach, then there is no Machlokes Rashi. I mean, there is no Rishon anyway. While there is no Gemara and Mefureshet, that where the Levi appoints someone as a Shliach to grab on behalf of one Malveh, that it's ineffective. There is no such thing. There is no Gemara Mefureshet that it's effective. But the Rishonim say it, and there are no Rishonim who are chilek. So it is to be presumed that the only Rishonim agree with it. This is, so the Ksais says,
that when Rashi says Miach Asher Yosei Eisei Haneishe, so he means Miach Asher Yosei Eisei Haleiv Eishliach. But it's a little strange for two reasons. First of all, if Neishe means Malve, then we can understand this why Rashi uses the Loshon Miach Asher Yosei Eisei Haneishe Shliach Litvei. But if Neishe means Leive, why does he say Litvei? He should say Miach Asher Yosei Eisei Haneishe Shliach Lokacha. Litveis, not Litveis. Litveis usually has a connotation when it encounters an opposition. So we could say, I mean, he says Litveis because it does encounter opposition. Not an opposition from the Balamome, not from the Leive, because Leive was the one who told, let's say, the Leive Huvein was the one who told Yehuda to grab it on behalf of Shimon. But it encountered opposition from Leive. Yeah, the Malve, so maybe we can use the Loshen Litveis. But Rashi himself, before, the previous Rashi said, V'nimtzo teifli zeh, chav v'tvisosei zeis, es ha-neishim ha-acherim. So he used the same word, neishim, in what sense? In reference to the Malve, neishim ha-acherim. So how come that Rashi, I mean, would allow himself to be so ambiguous, in other words, and use the same word? So first he'll use it in respect to the Malve, and then immediately afterwards he'll use it in respect to the Leive. It's not. Anyway, but there is no one who can argue over the Lomdes of the Ktesis. I mean, no one will argue the Lomdes of the Ktesis. You can argue whether that Rashi probably does not mean Neshe that. You see, Rashi doesn't mean it. Now, all right. Anyway, so this is one teretz. This is the teretz of the Ktesis. So it's another way, so the Ktesis teretz is that Rashi agrees with Ktesis. That Neshe means like, then the Shach in Simen Kufei, he gives another teretz. He says that when Rashi says, Mi'acha shol yosei si ha-Neshe shliach litveis, so but implying that if the Malve, if one Malve appointed the Teifeis as a shliach to grab on his behalf, on the Malve's behalf, so then it's effective in spite of the fact that it's to the detriment of another Malve. So Rashi means if he pays him for grabbing. He appointed someone, let's say the Malve. Reuven owes $100 to Shimon, that's one Malve, and to Levi. And then Shimon appointed Yehuda to grab from Reuven. And he paid him for it. He says, you grab, I'll pay you $10 for grabbing on my behalf. So that in such a case, it is effective. Why? Because then he has a deen of a payer. Then he has a deen of a payer. Because yad payal ki yad balabai. There's the shach there. So in other words, so then it's yad payal ki yad balabai. Now, so this is a deichak, I mean, to say that Rashi has reference to the case. Rashi has reference to the case where he paid him for the shlichus to grab. Rashi doesn't mention bischa, so it's mashma ma'achas lo tzitz aneishe shliach litveis. But if the neishe the malve made the teifeis as a shliach to be teifeis, whether it's bischa or bechinom, so then it is effective. All right. Now, then, there is a teretz by the Nesilis. And the Nesilis teretz involves a lot of lomdes. Now, the Gemara says, the Gemara says that Yudveis, Omudalev, the first line, Elo Maravashi, you think about Kotzer is Raboyim Shim Yad with Gora Mishlech. Gabi get the Chivu lo, in Chove lo Odom Elo Bifono. Gam Matoni is Chus lo, Zoch lo Odom Shaloi Bifono. Shaloi Bifono. So that means Gab Matoni, so he does not have to be Emi Lissa Tadei. He does not have to be Emi Lissa Tadei. Why? Because then Chotzer can, by Matoni, Chotzer can be effective with Tachlich. Mashinkin Gabi get, so he has to be Eimi Saturday. It's a Saturday. Why? Because Kaviget, Chotzer can only be effective with Aliyah, not with Tachlichus.
Why not mitzvichas? Because it gets a chet. Mashen ki matone, so you have not all fun of. Mashen ki matone, so it's a schus, so it can be effective. Mitzvichas. So mele, even if it's not in mitzvichas, and even if it's not mishtameh, so the chotzer is kenei matone. But by get, it has to be a mitzvichas. How about mitzvichas? So mitzvichas, if it's not mishtameh, and it's not in mitzvichas, so the chotzer cannot be kenei mitzvichas. Why? So the question is, what is the Kenya? We say, oh, it's all the shame discussion. Now, so the Muchi Yosef says in the name of the Ram, Rabbi Nissim Bar Reuven, he mentions that the reason is, I mean, the question is, all right, so we understand this, why Chotzer cannot be Kenya, Gabiget, where the issue is not the middle of the Satrasero. Because Gabiget, so it can only be effective, Chotzer can only be effective mitzad yad, not mitzad shlichas. So mele, since it has to be effective mitzad yad, it has to be dumir yad. When the dumir yad, if it ain't there mitzad zeh, masheik is the matone, so even if it's not mitzad zeh, and even if it's not mishtameh, so it's not dumir yad, but we go on mishlich. But let me see, also became a Chotzer, even though the bala Chotzer is not mitzad zeh, and even though it's not mishtameh, mitzad shlichas. So there are all kinds of tzeirutim. The Mukhiyesef mentions in the name of the Ram, he says, Mitzie could not be kene mitzat. The Tchotzer could not be kene. The Tchotzer could not be kene mitzat shliches. Tchotzer could not be kene mitzat shliches by Mitzie. It could be kene by Maton, but not by Mitzie. Why? Because Gabi Matone, so what does it mean Matone? Matone, it means like this. Ruben wants to give him a matone to Levi. So he tells Shimon. So he puts the Ruvain, so just as Ruvain is able to tell Shimon, now you be Zeche in the matone on behalf of Levi. So Ruvain can just put the matone, the chifet, that he wants to give matone to Levi, in Levi's chotzer. So then the chotzer, even though he will not be, even though Levi is not in Mishat Chatzere, and even though it's not Mishtameh, so Levi will be Kenan. When Reuven puts it into his Chotzer, into Levi's Chotzer. Why? Because the Chotzer of Levi acts as a Shliach of Levi. So over there, so the Chotzer of Levi can become Levi Shliach, because when Reuven, the Baal HaMomen, when he puts his Chayfet, that he's giving the matone to Levi, into Levi's chotzer, he in effect designates Levi's chotzer as the shliach to be zeche for Levi. So the chotzer is shluche shomo amone. He wants the chotzer should be zeche in the chifet that he is giving the matone to Levi, and Reuven, by putting the chifet into Levi's chotzer, in effect designates the chotzer of Levi as the shliach of Levi. To act on behalf of Levi, on behalf of Levi. So the chotzer of Levi is shluchei shomo amomen. Shluchei shomo amomen of whom? Of the one, of the original owner, the makan. Masheim ki b'mitzie, there is no shluchei shomo amomen, so there cannot be any shliches. So that's why. So the Ram says, the Mitzieh here, and this Gemara Nafin Vei says, that the reason is why. By matone, so it's the chotzer of the mikabu matone can be zeche, even though the bala chotzer is not in mitzadeo, and even though it's not it's in mishtame, and by mitzie he cannot be kene, the chotzer cannot be kene. The chotzer can only be kene if the bala chotzer is in mitzadeo, then the chotzer is kene and mitzie for the bala chotzer. But if the bala chotzer is not in mitzadeo, mitzadchaserei, then the chotzer is not kene the mitzie for the bala chotzer. Why? Because by chotzer, by mitzie, chotzer can only begin with amyad. In order to begin with amyad, it has to be dumi yad, it has to be in mitzadeo. Masheinkin, if it's not in mitzadeo, it's not mishtameh, he cannot begin it. Masheinkin, by matone, so then, besides being kene with amyad, it can be kene with amshliche. And so when the bala matone, the bakne, the neisei, puts the mitzie into the mikabu matone's chotzer, so then he designates the chotzer of the mikabu matone as the shliach to act on behalf of the Mikal Matone. So maybe we should have a moment, but Amitzie, there is no Balamome, Amitzie falls into the Balachotah's Choteah. So there is no Balamome who designates the Choteah as the Shliach to act on behalf of the Balachotah. So Mimele, there cannot be any Shliach. So anyway, what's the Chiddush of the Ram? That in order to become a Shliach, there has to be a Shluchah Shel Balamome. There has to be a Shluchah Shel Balamome. There has to be a Shluchah Shel Balamome. Now the question is, so the Mukhiyesev mentions a taste of shitting in Zel Neshech, the finale. The finale, I think. Yeah, the finale from the base. Taste is in Neshech, the finale from the base. Taste is shitting in the Neshech. The finale from the base. Dibra Maschel, Bishleime Sefer Lechumre, Bishleime Sur Chumre. So. Now, Bishlam is able to come right. I mean, you don't have to know, I mean, the whole sugya, but just the few words that are mentioned are important. Teima amayu ehav ribis gomo kishemidei tzol Yisrael afun kabo anochi ribis. Sha'arinati Yisrael sheini yishluchi shol rishni kabo chayi miyadish anochi. Ve'yesh leima da'afiru sheyuchal yisuches lechaveir bimtzie. Hochei kabolosim anochi zeichel Yisrael chaveir. Dineim hoyo nochi. Matkia. Moeisa. Hoyo. Yochim yisuches lechaveir. Hashtem yish anochei nimafkiron elo bon lisrei moisof limalve al dize aleive eile keach lisrei. So he says, dineim hoyo anochei mafkir moisof hoyo yochim iskit lchaveirei hashtem yish anochei nimafkiron elo bon lisrei moisof limalve al dize aleive eile keach lisrei sheim keim hoyo Yisrael am kabel shluch shel lochim nifkid moleisa shel Yisrael vein shlichus lenochim. So actually Teisves itself mentions the concept of shluch shel amomi. But Teisves leaves this concept of shluch shel amomi. Teisves, the finale says here, this aloch. Now suppose you have a goy. Now how should we call the goy? We call him a lifa. All right, we can't call him a goy. All right, so suppose you have a goy, a lifa. Now, so suppose a lifa Eliphaz, now if Eliphaz will say, now suppose Reuven, a Yisrael, wants to give him matonet to Levi. So Reuven can say to Shimon, now take this chayvet, be zeichet for Levi. Why? Because Zoch Modesh Levi followed, Shriyam itam shlichet. So Shimon becomes a shliach of Levi to be zeichet the chayvet, even though Levi doesn't know anything about it, but it's an outsider in Lichale Levi, it's his chutz. So that is, so the Mezaki is a Yisrael. So Mimele, he is the Bar Shlichet, he can appoint the Shlichet. Reuven is the Yisrael, he is the Balamoni, he is the Yisrael, so he can tell Shimon, you be Zeche in this Chavet of mine, this Sefer, I want this Sefer to belong to him. So I can say to Shimon, I'm Reuven, I can say to Shimon, you be Zeche in this Sefer for him. So Shimon becomes my Shlichet, becomes Shlichet, and the Yisrael has Shlichet. Masha'in kein Eliphaz, if Eliphaz, a goy, wants to be Mizake Chayfetz to Levi through Shimon, he cannot. Even though Levi is in Israel, Shimon is in Israel. But the Balamome, the one who is Mizake, is a goy. So he cannot say, so Eliphaz cannot say to Shimon, you be Zeche, in this Chayfetz, you make a Kenyan, in this Chayfetz for Levi. Why? Because Ein Shlichas Lenoch. Now the question is, I mean, how can we apply the concept of the Shlichas Lenoch here? After all, when Shimon makes a kinyan on behalf of Levi, so who Shliach does Shimon become? Levi Shliach. Levi is the Yisrael. Shimon is the Yisrael. But the Balamome is not the Yisrael. The Balamome is not the Yisrael. So what? But it's Shlichas Lenoch. The answer is even Teisves in the Zemeshah holds that there is a concept of Shluchah Shel Balamome. If there is a Balamome, then, let's say, this Chayfet. So it belongs to Reuven, and Reuven wants Levi to own the Chayfet. And so Mimele Reuven tells Shimon to make a king and Agboy in the Chayfet on behalf of Levi. So too, with Tzchiyim Kam Shliches, so Shimon becomes the Shliach of Levi. But Shimon becomes the Shliach of Levi by virtue of the fact that Reuven, the Baal HaMoamen, wants Shimon to become a Shliach of Levi. That's called Shluchesh of Baal HaMoamen. In other words, this is the Baal HaMoamen appoints Shimon as the Shliach to act on behalf of Levi. Mashenkein is the Baal HaMoamen is a goy. Eliphaz tells Shimon, you make a king and a boy in this Chevet to be Zeche for Levi. So too, Shimon is in Israel, Levi is in Israel. But since this Chevet has the Baal HaMoamen, and no one could be Zeche in this Chevet without the Aknoi of the Baal HaMoamen, so Mimele it requires the appointment of Shimon by the Baal HaMoamen. So in other words, not only does Shimon have to act as Shliach on behalf of Levi, to be Zeche for Levi, but Shliach has to be appointed by the Baal HaMoamen as Shliach on behalf of Levi. That's called Shluchesh of Baal HaMoamen. Shluchesh of Baal HaMoamen does not mean that the Baal HaMoamen has to appoint Shimon, Reuven the Baal HaMoamen has to appoint Shimon as his Shliach to act on behalf of Reuven. That is self-evident. That doesn't involve any Chiddush. But in this case where Reuven says to Shimon, you be Zeche in the Chiddush on behalf of Levi, so Shimon doesn't act on behalf of Reuven. Shimon is giving it away. Reuven is giving away his Chiddush. He's marking it away. Still, the Ram says, even Taisa says that he has to be a Shluchesh of Baal HaMoamen. Even though Shimon, when he acts, when he makes the key not on behalf of Reuven, he makes the key on behalf of Levi. So the shliach is carried out on behalf of Levi. So in effect, whose shliach is he? He's Levi shliach. But he couldn't become Levi shliach unless the Baal HaMoamen authorizes Shimon to become Levi shliach. If there is a Baal HaMoamen. That's the aloha of Shluchesh Baal HaMoamen. So Teisa Shita is, when do we say that there is a aloha of Shluchesh Baal HaMoamen? If there is a Baal HaMoamen. So then the Shliches, the authorization, Shliches here means in the sense of authorization, but this authorization has to be based upon the dinim of Shliches. In other words, someone who is moved of Shliches, like a goy, so he is not authorized to appoint Shimon as a shliach on behalf of Levi. Only someone who is shayach shliches can appoint Shimon to act as a shliach on behalf of Levi. But let's say Eliphaz, if the Baal HaMoamen is Eliphaz, a goy, so he cannot appoint Shimon to act on behalf of Levi. So Teisa Shita is an eshel finality that when we apply the aloch of Shluchesh Baal HaMoamen, there is a Baal HaMoamen. So then Shimon cannot be Zeche for Levi, b'teir ha-shliach of Levi, unless he was designated by Reuven the Baal HaMoamen to act as shliach on behalf of Levi. But suppose, Mimele, if a goy owes the money, and the goy is not mafkir, and the goy is not mafkir the chayfet, and the goy Eliphaz tells Shimon, you make a goy in this chayfet and be Zeche for Levi, so it's not effective. Masha'in king is the goy Eliphaz. Says to his first mafkir. His first mafkir, the chayfet. He's mafkir, a goy can also be mafkir. And then he says to Shimon, I was already mafkir the chayfet. Now be so kind and be make a goy in this chayfet to be Zeche for Levi. So then it is effective. Why? But after all, Shimon was not designated by Baal HaMoamen. By Baal HaMoamen to be Zeche, to become a Shliach, to be Zeche for Levi, to act a Shliach for Levi. So the answer is, since the Eliphaz, the Goy, was already mafkir, so it has no Baal HaMoamen. So if it has no Baal HaMoamen, so the Shluchas of Baal HaMoamen, the Shliach of Baal HaMoamen is not ma'akid. If it has a Baal HaMoamen, so then it is ma'akid. But if it has no Baal HaMoamen, it's not ma'akid. It's not ma'akid. So he said as follows. Now, so we would say, so, So, now, it seems to, it would seem that the Ran is chilek on Tesvah. Because the Tesvah says in so many words that if Eliphaz the Goy first was master the chilek, and then he told Shimon, you may have Goy on behalf of Levi, so then Levi would be safe. So we see that according to Tesvah symbol, see that I know it, the requirement of Shluchas of Baal HaMomen is only when there is a Baal HaMomen. So then the Shluchas of Baal HaMomen is Ma'at. He, as long as Reuven, as long as Reuven is the owner of the Tchefet, so Shimon cannot be Zeche for Levi unless he was told, he was designated as a Shliach on behalf of Levi by Reuven the Baal HaMomen. But if he was Matkir, so there is no Baal HaMomen, then Shluchas of Baal HaMomen is not Matkir, that's the Yeshite. So according to Tesvah, so by Mitzia, so the hotel of the hotel, the person should be able to be Kenan Mitzat Shliches for the Baal HaHotel. Because true, the hotel was not designated by Baal HaMomen as a Shliach on behalf of the Baal HaHotel. But it has no Baal HaMomen, so Baal HaMomen is not Maki. In other words, so the Ram, apparently, so according to Tesvah, so hotel could be Kenan Mitzat Shliches by Mitzia. He's Chelik on the Ram. But the Nisiva says no, he's not Chelik Amara. Tesvah is not Chelik Amara. Tesvah, in other words, Tesvah agrees with the Ram. But there is a distinction, what Tesvah says in so many words, that if the Goy was Mafia the Chesed, and then the Goy told Shimon to be Zeche for Levi, then Levi would be Zeche. Levi would be Zeche. And the Ram says, because there is no Baal HaMomen, and the Ram says that Chotzer could not be Zeche by Mitzie for the Baal HaChotzer because the Shluchas Baal HaMomen is lacking. So the Nisiva is now, and that is one motion in the Ramban and Eil Mitzie. I mean, that point itself is one motion in the Ramban and Eil Mitzie. You see, now when we talk about Mitzie, so obviously it must have reference to Mitzie Lachayush. To Mitzie Lachayush. Because Kedem Yush, so no one is allowed to be Zeche. So it has reference to Mitzie Lachayush. Now the question is, there are two Mishenes in the Ramban and Eil Mitzie. One Roshin, and that's the Zika Roshin, and the Shita of most Roshinim, that Mitzie Lachayush had the din of Efka. In other words, suppose Reuven was the Mitzie, he was Mitziayush, and then he finds it himself in the street. Does he have to make a Kinyan with all the dinim of Pinyonim? Let's say if it's Mishiche, so he has to make him Mishiche, not in the Rishis Rabin, the Sinton, he will make him Mishiche, not in the Sinton, not the Kenet, or if the owner himself, the Baal HaVeideh, found it, so the moment he gets it, he finds it, it becomes, it's his, he doesn't have to resort to Kinyon. Why? The Shushari is whether Yush divests the ownership completely, or Yush does not divest the ownership completely. And until it comes to the hands of the Meitze, title to the Mitzia remains vested in the owner, in spite of Yush. But what's the legal effect of Yush? The legal effect of Yush is that anybody can be there. Anybody can be Zeche. In other words, just as somebody could be Zeche, well, that's not such a law portion. According to the Bach, I mean, he couldn't even acquire a title. Let's say an Aveide of an Ilchom Mazolim, so that is Muteret. So even without Yush, so according to the Bach, no one could acquire a title in it, because it's still the Akum. But other poskim are chilek on the Bach, and they say that anybody could be zeichen in Aveide of Nakum. But until somebody is zeichen it, and if there was no use, so there is no doubt that title to the Aveide in which there was no use remains vested in the Akum. But a Yisroel can be zeichen. So maybe an Aveide of Yisroel, lach on Yush, so is the same aloche, that somebody can be zeichen, it has his chus to be zeichen. But until somebody is Eche, title in the Mitzia remains vested, the Mitzia remains vested in the Baal HaVeideh. Or, if there is use, so the ownership is divested of the Baal HaVeideh. So, most Rishonim say that the ownership is divested because it becomes like Hefker. But there is one motion in the Ramban that title to the Mitzia remains vested in the Baal HaVeideh, until somebody is Eche. So, Meila, he says that Tesvah is not Chelik HaMeran. The Nisiris, the Sinekopeh. Tesvah is not Chelik HaMeran. And Tesvah as we, the Ram and Tesis both agree. The Ram and Tesis both agree that where there is Mitzie, where there is Mitzie, so by Mitzie, so tied into the Mitzie remains vested in the Balabay. Remains vested in the Balabay. But if somebody is Eichenet, he becomes it. But until somebody is Eichenet, there is a Balamome. Who is the Balamome? The Balamome is the Balabay. So Tesis only says if the goy was Machia, the Chesed. And then the goy told him and you is Eichet for Levi. So then Shimon can be Zeichet for Levi. Because there is no requirement of Shlokesh Balamome as much as there is no Balamome. So that's only if the goy was Machia. So there is no Balamome. But if, let's say, there is a Mitzia, family is Roy, and Lachayush, so then, even though everybody can be Zeichenet, but until somebody is Zeichenet, so title remains vested in the Balavay, so there is a Balamome. If there is a Balamome, so we may Shlichas of Balamome is Maki. Only by Hezka Shlichas of Balamome is not Maki, David says. But by Mitzia, even Lachayush, but until there is a Shlichas by somebody else, so title remains vested in the owner. So Mele, it is Miyaki. So it is Miyaki. So Mele, Rashi says as follows. Rashi says, Me'achash Ryosei Sa'neishe Shliach Litzvi. So Neishe means the Malve. So that was Ruben owes $100 to Shimon. He owes $100 to Levi. And then Shimon made a Yehudah and Shliach to grab a certain chesed from Ruben the Levi. So then it's a fact. Why? Because so the Nesiva says that Rashi holds, now Tesis he hit the Kashi against Rashi. How can Rashi distinguish between Osi Shliach and Loyos Shliach? Monefshach. If in the case of Osi Shliach it's effective, so in the case of Loyos Shliach it should also be effective. Why? Because Rashi isn't Am Shliach. So the Nesiva says, no, Rashi Shite is, that Tesis for Shitot Tesis holds Rashi isn't Am Shliach. But Rashi holds like the Ram. Rashi holds like the Ram that Tzchi is Lamet Amshlich. Lamet Amshlich. I mean, he says that the Ram holds like that. I mean, even though there is a stira in the Ram. All right. So in the Ram Shite and Rashi Shite, the Nisir says is that Tzchi is Lamet Amshlich. Tzchi is Lamet Amshlich. So in Mele, so in order to say, so in other words, so there are two problems to be considered. You see, to be Zeiche, mitzat Tzchi is a separate Alochim. Tzchi is Zochim. So to be zeiche mitzat tzchiye, we cannot because tevis u'balchim mokesh chav lachim. But tevis u'balchim mokesh chav lachim we kone mitzat tzchiye is we kone. But mitzat shliches we cannot say laf kol kimenei. Only when it's mitzat tzchiye we say laf kol kimenei. But laf kol kimenoch litris mokesh chav lachim. But mitzat shliches we cannot say laf kol kimenoch because after all he was appointed. So shliches only kimenei. So Tevis Balchayiv is a svore in Tzchiye, but it's not a svore in Shlichet. So Mimele, but if somebody would be Magbia in Mitzia, Lechaveirei, so that's the way he answers the Kashe. That's the way he answers the Kashe of the Rosh, against Rashi. Because Rashi only says it to Igabi Balchayiv. Tevis Balchayiv is Mokim Shechav Lachayim, is Likone, so only Mitzat Tzchiye is Likone. But if he was appointed Shliach by the Malve, and the Malve has a Shibut, so Mele is as follows. If he, when he was not appointed Shliach, so then he should be able to grab only because of Shchiyeh. So he's saying, B'mokim Shachav L'Achirim, there is no Shchiyeh. But B'mokim Shachav L'Shliach, then he can be Tefes to Tera Shlich. And we cannot say, Shluch HaShalom HaShalom, in the Kemeisei, B'mokim Shachav L'Achirim. Shluch HaShalom Kemeisei, even Mokim Shachav L'Achirim, Shluch HaShalom Kemeisei. But, if, let's say, Reuven will say to Shimon, now, you pick up the Mitzieh, for me, so then Shimon, according to Rav Nachman, the one who says, I'm a Zin Tzuchavir, I'm a Tzuchavir, so it will not be effective. Why would it not be effective? Because Mitzat Tzchiyeh, Shimon cannot be Zeichet for Reuven. Because it is Machir Mokim Shachav L'Achir. Mitzat B'tir HaShlichas, it could not be Zeichet for Reuven, because it has to be Shluch HaShalom Ba'amone. As the Ram says, that there is no Chotza cannot be affected with Am Shlichas by Mitzieh, because of Shluch HaShalom Ba'amone. And the Ram agrees with Tesis. By Hefker, There is no requirement of Shulchan Baal Amonim, because it has no Baal Amonim. But by Mitzia, it has a Baal Amonim. So there is a requirement of Shulchan Baal Amonim. So Gavi Mitzia, so that's the way he answers the Kashi of the Rosh against Rashi. But the Rashi says that Shliach is effective to be taken by Chayiv, because by Chayiv, if Uve knows $100 to Shimon, $100 to Levi, and then Shimon appoints Yehuda to be taken from Uve on his behalf, so then it is effective. Because here, since when he grabs a Chayfetz that is Mishuvet to Shimon, when Yehuda grabs for Shimon, so he grabs a Chayfetz that is Mishuvet to Shimon. So in many ways, Shimon is a Baal HaMamon. Not Reuven is a Baal HaMamon. Shimon is a Baal HaMamon because the Chayfetz is Mishuvet to Shimon. So if Shimon appoints, so Shimon is a Baal HaMamon. So there is, so Yehuda the Shliach was appointed by Shimon, and he is a Shliach of Baal HaMamon. Because the Chayfetz is, there is a Shibut, because the Chayfetz is Mishuvet to Shimon. So Mele, when Shimon appointed Yehuda to grab from Reuven, so he is a Shluch HaShem HaMamon. So Mele can answer the Kashe from Yima Bachoshe, because Yima Bachoshe was after the death of the Levi. After the Levi. And Mitalto Yatra Le Mishtab. So, but Talfm holds that as long as the Chayfet is Mitalto Le Manatim, the Rishus of the Yoshim, the Abisinte, the Rishus of Rabin, so then, a Baal Chayf can grab. But Shimon, there isn't. There is no Shibud, because it's also Yasmo Le Mishtabde. So there it was ineffective because of Shluch HaShem HaMamon, because it was in Shluch HaShem HaMamon. Masha'ike, where he doesn't grab from the Mitalto and the Yasme, when the Levi is alive, so then there is Shibud. There is Shibud in the lifetime of the Levi, then there is Shibud Nechosim even on Mitalto. So since the Malve appointed someone as a Shliach, So he's considered a Baal HaMamon because a Shibud means that he has a certain interest in the Nechosim. So he is a Baal HaMamon. So there are two problems to be considered. One is because of Tevez Baal Chayv. So Tevez Baal Chayv is a Chitzon Mischir, but it's not a Chitzon Mischir. But by Magdil Tzil Chaveirei, in Shlichas there is not a Chitzon, because it's not Shlichas Baal HaMamon. Masha'inkin gabi chayiv, where it's in the lifetime of the Levi, so there is a shibut under the chotim, so it's mishuvet to the malveh, and the malveh appointed the shliach as a shliach to grab it, so then he is a shluch HaShem HaMamon.
Now in Tefes, that Tesamad Beis, the Lame Ma'am, the only Machlekes. Now we saw that there is a Machlekes Rishayim. First of all, there are two Girsis. One Girsis is the Lame Ma'am, the only Name Machlekes. So according to that Girsis, so the Gemara says in so many words that according to Rav Nachman, so the Machlekes is in respect to both. In other words, the only name machleke. So the Rabbonim say that even by only leoni, so he cannot be deiche. So even one migeik. So even by only leoni, he cannot be deiche. And according to Rabbeinu, even the osher leon,
He can be fixed. But then the girl said, I'm guilty of leaving my army on Ilioni. Now, if we are guilty to leaving my army on Ilioni, so then it's still possible to explain the same way. The same way. Now, the Ritva says in Rashi that Rashi explains leaving my army on Ilioni in the sense of non Ilioni Namimachle. But then there's another pshat. In that year, for him, I'm on Leoni Machlekes, that the Machlekes is only on Leoni. Masheike Yosha Leoni, so even Rebbe Lezer would be made that it cannot be there. Now let's see the thesis. The Leoni Ma'am, the only Leoni Machlekes, the Achleku, so then the Machlekes between Rabbonon and Rebbe Lezer would be, we take this about Chiv Mokim Shechav Vachir, the Leoni Mitamim. So in other words, the Rabbonon hold the Tevis Malchiv Mokim Shechav Vachir in his Loikone, the Tevis Malchiv Mokim Shechav Vachir in his and Rebbe Lezer holds the Tevis Malchiv Mokim Shechav Vachir in his Kone. Now, according to Tevis Pshat, that the Machlekes is in Tevis Malchiv, not in Talmide. So that means Rebbe Lezer, he holds the Tevis Malchiv Mokim Shechav Vachir in his Kone. Now, if it's Kone, so we don't have to resort to Mige, so even Osha Leoni, he could be there. So, and the Rabbonon, they hold, Tevis Balchevi, Mokim Shechav Balchevim, is Loikon. So in other words, according to Tevis, so even though the Girsef, Tevis is not Nami, but Mioni Leoni Machlekes, but he explains, as if the Girsef had been Mioni Leoni Nami Machlekes, because Rebbe Lezer holds Tevis Balchevi, Mokim Shechav Balchevim, is Kone. So Bemele, according to Rebbe Lezer, even Moshe Leoni can be there. And the Rabbonon hold that Tevis Balchevi, Mokim Shechav Balchevim, Loikone. And Miguel, we don't say. So if Mioni Leoni, so he cannot be there. Do Rav Chizde Koma, Yachlik Tevis Balchevi, Mokim Shechav Balchevim, Loim Tamike. Do Rav Chizde Koma, Kmen Amachem, Misomach, Amagbin, Tevis Balchevi, Kona Haveret, Isle, Tere Kamedi Gitten, Yitzliv, Tevis Balchevi, Loim Tamike. Adi Dochel, Rav Pope, Dilma, Miguel. So there is no raya, because it could be that in that Gemara, after Rav Pope was there, so Rav Chizde agreed with it. So there is no hechter. But we see from this thesis, the thesis explains, even though thesis is a girse, but he explains it in the same way as if the girse had been Mioni Leoni Nam. So according to Rav Lezer, even Moshe Leoni can be there, and according to Rabbanon, even Mioni Leoni, he cannot be there. He cannot be there. Now, Rashi's lashon, v'loy memar, da'afilu mioni leoni, amre rabbonon de lizochle. Now we said, I mean, and this is mentioned by the Rosh, and this is mentioned by the Rav of Rabbi Bitzalel. So, but the Ritva says the reverse in Rashi. But, so we said that from Rashi's lashon, the Rashi's lashon fits very well what the Rosh says. That when Rashi says, at the beginning, Odom Baal Mesheni Baal Asoda, Vi Baal Asoda, Leoma Rav Lezer Zocho, Tlekel Meil Mikas Zocho Nafshei, Daf Leoni Muzaru, Shalui Laki Peyes, Misoni Shalei, so the Kashi of Olga Rishenim against Rashi is, but he could be Mafter his own Asoda. So then he will not be a Baal Asoda, so he'll be able to take the pay for himself. So the Rosh and the Meir Arav of Rav Mitzalel, they both say that this Rashi goes according to Rav Nachman, that the Machlekes is Mion Leoni. And according to Rav Nachman, Machlekes is only Mion Leoni. But Moshe Leoni, even Rav Lezer is made it, that he is not Zeiche. That he is not Zeiche. So this is what the Rosh says. Now, I saw that the Bisalevi says that from Rashi's Loshen it's Mashma, that he explains, in Chilek Gimel, the Simen Mendalet. So he says that from Rashi's Loshen it's Mashma, that according to Rav Nachman, the Machlekes between Rav Lezer and Rabbonon is in respect to both, to Rosh Leoni and Oni Leoni. So according to Rav Lezer, so even Rosh Leoni can be Zeche, and according to Rabbonon, so even Oni Leoni can be Zeche. And I really don't see where the Bisalevi got it. So he mentions this Loshen of Rashi. Because the Leime Ma, da filu mi on leon. So Rashi uses Loshen da filu. But that, this Loshen of Afilu only says that according to the Rabbonon, according to the Rabbonon, that Loi Zohalei,